Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Morgan moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Bolger reaches third base with a triple. Banks scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman is hit by the pitch. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drott covering, for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bolger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Burgess moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Art Fowler. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to second with McMillan covering, to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-3 in the game. Thurman strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Morin reaches second base with a double. Bob will pinch runs for Walt Morin. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Neiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob will now playing center field. Jim Bulger now playing right field. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Robinson. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.